This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a story about a filmmaker with a style all his own. His name is Jem Cohen, and he's been making movies for years. He's filmed musicians, including the band R.E.M. He's also made impressionistic documentaries about New York and Eastern Europe. Jem Cohen's latest movie, called Chain, is part documentary and part fiction. Ben Shapiro introduces us to Cohen's work.
We are living in the last days, the last and evil days.
A street preacher works the crowd in Midtown Manhattan. Behind him, two immense cranes loom over a construction site. A backdrop of brick buildings is shadowed by tall cumulus clouds. Hunched over his small 16mm film camera, Jem Cohen lines the scene up in the viewfinder and shoots. This is how he's always worked, capturing the urban landscape and its characters as though he's a nature photographer.
And instead of hiding in a blind, waiting for the wildebeest to come along to the watering hole, I'm like tucked around by the dumpster behind the strip mall, waiting for people to go in and get their piece of Domino's pizza or whatever. And I like that process because it's an openness to the world. The world is very rich. It's full of fascinating details.
And details are everything in Jem Cohen's films. He often has to wait for them, for the light to get right, for the storm to move in over the Walmart. One telling detail in his film, Chain, came only after he'd waited for 6 hours in a New Hampshire parking lot.
Out of the corner of my eye, there's a figure who's just getting ready to cross into the frame, and I just whipped the camera over and started rolling, and it's a guy who's probably a little down and out, and he's carrying some clothes over his shoulder, and they slide off. He starts to reach down to pick them up, and somehow he just kind of freezes mid-gesture for a second. Then he bends down and he grabs the sweater and he goes on his way. I just felt like my heart leap. You know, I was like, there's something about the gesture that's just, it's really human and it's really sad. And it's the kind of thing that I can never have directed someone to do.
But Cohen came to realize that his naturalistic filmmaking was revealing changes in the larger world around him. Visuals he was trying to avoid.
There'd be a new, franchise restaurant going up or a skyscraper or a billboard, and I would just, move the camera so it wasn't in the shot and kind of pretend to myself that it wasn't there. And after doing that for years, I started to feel a kind of nagging, maybe responsibility, maybe curiosity, to just really concentrate on all the stuff that I had framed out and often things that could be anywhere.
Cohen spent 7 years shooting malls, hotels, and office parks. Chain was shot in Europe, all over the U.S., and in Japan and Australia, although you can't tell by looking at it.
I'd go to, Spain, and maybe I'd have a screening gig somewhere, and they'd say, well, what would you like to see? We got this old castle or whatever, and I would say, where's the mall?
It was only after shooting for a few years that Cohen came up with a storyline. He edited together a desolate universal landscape, and through it trail two women. One is homeless, getting by on leftovers at the food court, and sleeping in an abandoned house.
I'm looking at footage that I've shot maybe years ago, and I am then going, oh, wait, that's the wrecked house at the edge of the mall where she lives. But when I shot it, I didn't shoot it knowing that.
The character tells her story through a video camera she's found in one of the malls she haunts.
Sorry about the money. I'd pay you back if I could. And tell Mom sorry about the credit cards. I just wanted things, and she would never get them for me. And then it just got more and more messed up.
The other woman in Chain is a Japanese businesswoman who is in her own way homeless, wandering from hotel room to hotel room, scouting locations for her company's amusement parks. In one scene, she wakes up in her hotel room and looks out into a vast and quiet atrium. Cohen wrote her voiceover after picking the scene for the film.
In the middle of the night, when I could not sleep, I stood and looked down. I felt like I was floating above the shops. Down there, I can see the swimming pool at the health club. The pool looks beautiful, lit up inside. Then, I saw small movement, like an insect, like a ghost, but it was only a night worker cleaning.
The images in Chain are of ordinary things, a plane flying through clouds, a sign on a building rooftop. But they have a strong sense of mood and drama, says Ed Halter. The Village Voice film critic says a Jem Cohen shot has a specific look.
You see it and it has this emotion to it, a power to it, a weight to the image. He finds a way to make it kind of pregnant with meaning. You feel like something's about to happen. It's unmistakable when you see a Jem Cohen film.
Halter just wishes more people could. While Cohen isn't famous with the general public, his work is screened around the world, and it's widely admired by other filmmakers.
Abbas Kiarostami, who many critics consider one of the great contemporary filmmakers now, an Iranian filmmaker, he actually referred to Jem as a very important filmmaker. I think that Jem deserves to be considered in that class of filmmaking, of international well-known directors. I think he totally deserves it.
Some of Jem Cohen's work is in the collection of the Whitney Museum of Art, and Cohen was named by Variety as a young director to watch. Chain landed funding from German and French television, where it has already aired, but so far, no distributor here has picked up the film.
Without a distributor, there isn't really much behind it other than me. So basically, in the States, it's a terrifying abyss.
Chain did get a short run at the Independent Film Center in Manhattan.
How you doing? Come to my movie. Thank you.
And so a few days before the opening, Jem Cohen is canvassing the East Village, handing out postcards and putting up posters in coffee shops.
Hi, I've got an independent film opening up tomorrow. Yes. I did it all on my own. Would it be okay if I put up a poster?
No.
Thank you, appreciate that. Yeah. I'll put it on the wall so I don't cover up the cat sitter poster.
When Chain opens, some nights go well, others are disappointing.
There are showings where it's a good crowd. There are some where I don't want to ask the theater, do you actually run the film if there's no one in the room? You know, that's the kind of question that you don't want to think too much about.
Jem Cohen is working on about 5 different projects right now, one of them about Times Square. He divides his time between shooting, writing grants, and hauling film cans and videotapes to festivals to show his work.
You know, you might just be a footnote, but, you know, maybe you can be in a pretty interesting footnote. That's all right, because some of the stuff that is most valuable to me are people who are just not on the covers of the magazines.
For NPR News, this is Ben Shapiro in New York.